The primary goal of this list is to organize it in an easy, structured way so that you can track all these important points and use this tool to simplify that whole process.
Hey, Seattle Firefighters, this is Jen Pennington, and I am here with Dallas Baker today, and you are listening to Listen Up L27. And today we are going to go through the I'm On It checklist. And this is something that you may have heard of, but if you haven't, it's something you really want to get familiar with. I'm here today with Dallas, and Dallas is the benefits officer for Local 27, and he's also the healthcare trust chair. We're going to dive into what this checklist is and how this can benefit you. So Dallas, welcome.
Hi, Jen.
As part of Local 27, what were you seeing day to day that made you want to create a checklist like this and take action on it?
Yeah, thanks, Jen. The board and I had, kind of experienced a lot of different issues with members related to the items on this list. Sometimes they're just little pitfalls, like the department can't get a hold of them because they don't have the right personal email or personal phone number. Sometimes it's a big mistake, like the first wife gets the survivor benefits because the firefighter never updated their beneficiaries. And so most of the items on this list, we arrived at that because we had seen these little issues that had happened, and sometimes they're not little issues, sometimes they're big issues that had happened, and we were just looking for a tool to support the firefighters so they know how to track all of the things that they have to keep track of.
And there's a lot of those, because as we've worked with the communications going out to firefighters, we know that there's so many pieces to take care of. And especially if you're a young recruit or a young person on probation, you're trying to deal with all the things that you need to know for the job, and you're not really necessarily paying attention to things like this. So
That's very true. We see that even with more senior members, where they're so career-focused and fire skill-focused that they don't invest as much time and energy into familiarizing themselves with the benefits that they have. And so this is a quick list, and I think a way that, the way that we've built it, we've tried to make it streamlined so that you can go through, and maybe the first time through this list, it takes a little bit longer to make sure everything is updated and accurate. But the second time you go through this list, because the intent is to go through it annually, and so the second time you go through the list, it should be pretty quick and painless, because a lot of these things aren't going to change every year. And so we feel like the way we've designed it is, a quick, easy way to help support the firefighters and, provide them with the information they don't know they need to know.
And I think that, as you go through the checklist itself, it's really easy. You want to speak to, it's really very, very easy to do.
It is easy. That's the way it's been designed, is to streamline the process, where a lot of times the links have been provided for you to go in and update the information if you need to update it. Or if there is, something through the city or something through the pension, then the links have been provided so that you don't have to go spending more time on that aspect of it. It's all built right into the checklist.
And I think something that is really key to this too, if there's something that you don't know and you need more time to do, the checklist will actually save where you are. So the idea is you can come back to it the next day or a week later and you can finish it off. I think that's one of the nice things about it. It has red, yellow, green way of looking at your progress. So if all the red ones are the ones you want to take care of, and at least you can get to yellow, which is in progress, and green, which is done. So, that color coding helps to figure out where you are in your whole process. But I mean, have you seen other examples of things that weren't up to date? You mentioned that if somebody was married previously, but I mean, have you seen other examples where it caused a lot of grief or problems?
Well, the other example is if somebody has a new baby, or if there's an adoption, if you add in a dependent, then that's important to update that so that they are eligible for the benefits. And so there's things like that throughout the process. A lot of the things are just kind of the more administrative business side of life, whether it's, updating your wills or trusts and setting up your estate. You know, that's a big one. And that one is something that you probably should look at on an annual basis. We've put things in here like, you know, so you don't forget to schedule your AFFME, get your annual exam at station two. There's like your flexible spending is something that it can, you know, has to be done during open enrollment. And a lot of times people forget that that has to be done in open enrollment. So that's been added to the list. And the other thing that we're really pushing is their retirement planning component. And so because if you wait till the end of your career to start looking at these things, it's going to be too late. We're really striving to get young members in that first year of their career to start planning for retirement today. And you only really need to spend, you know, a day or two in the entire year, and it's only a couple of hours to make some decisions and set yourself up for success for the rest of your life. And so it's a, you know, it has a big impact on your future, and it's an important aspect to consider. And so that's one of the things that's been built into the list as well.
And I think, you know, you guys teach so much about, you know, preparedness and getting your gear in order and all those things. It should be considered one of the things that you do, right?
That's a great analogy. So every shift when you come to work in the morning, you do your daily checks. And this is right along those lines, where whether you're checking your rig to make sure you're set for the shift, this is your list to go to check and make sure that your life is ready for, you know, everything that you'll be encountering throughout the year.
And, you know, how much time do you think someone should spend on this checklist each year?
So the way we've kind of built it, it was designed that you could do a couple of points a month, and we're talking, you know, 10 to 15 minutes in that one, you know, daily check-in per month. But you could spend a little more time and knock out a good share of the list in less than 20 minutes. And so, and then it gets even easier after that. Once you have gone through and verified everything on the list, like I said earlier, the second time you go through that list, if you haven't had a new baby, don't have a new wife, don't have a new spouse, then, you know, that's going to be a quick verification that, okay, there's no updates here, on to the next item on the checklist. And so the first time may take a little longer, but in the future, you can do the entire list in under 20 minutes.
And do you see that there are any tools or resources that might make it easier to complete? Anything that you want to have ahead of time? If you're doing this for the first time, links, guides, or help from staff, is there anything you can think of?
Well, like for updating your contact information or updating like your beneficiaries, that's all linked through either through DRS or through City's HR. And so that's all been streamlined in there with the links to update that information if you need to. And that part should be pretty quick. Especially if there hasn't been any changes in the following years. For some of the other items, whether it's, you know, if you now have bought a house and got married, you may want to increase your group term life policies and adjust that a little bit higher. And so some of those things, then that may change year to year. But the links are all provided in the checklist so that this will prompt you to consider that decision point. At least now you've got it at the forefront, and you can make that decision on you know, how you'd like to proceed.
And I think, you know, we don't talk about this, but, you know, you have many stresses in your regular job. I mean, taking this out of the equation should be a sense of relief for someone, I think.
That's the whole kind of idea here, is that we've tried to organize all of these different points that we're supposed to manage, and it's hard to remember just without having a tool like this, all of the different things that you're supposed to, you know, touch base on. And so that's the really the primary goal of this list, is to organize it in an easy, structured way so that you can track all these important points and, you know, use this tool to simplify that whole process.
If there's one thing that you want firefighters who might be listening to do after this episode, or want them to really think about in the checklist or something, what would it be?
So I would say they're all pretty important. One of the big ones, and everybody should be familiar now with the Total Wellness Fund that we just launched for 2026. That is a benefit that the trust is able to provide because of the success of the healthcare trust. And one of the big components that's led to that success is that we've got more annual exams administered in 2025 than ever before. And so the reason we get the big return on those is if there is any conditions discovered in that exam, then members can follow up with their primary care physician. And we know that early intervention is the key to the best outcomes. And so we're seeing fewer large claims as a result of these exams. And so if you want a big return on your time investment, getting that annual exam is a very important place to make that investment, and it helps the entire membership. And so if we continue to have the success that we have been, that we've been having, then we hope to fund that Total Wellness Fund to that same amount or even possibly more. And that's the way the trust has structured this benefit, is the more success that the trust has, the more benefits we're able to kick back to the members. And so that's an important point to focus on. And then the other one is the retirement planning process, whether it's through your 457 contributions or through the Roth plan, the Roth IRA. These are important investments to make in your future, and nothing can substitute for starting that process as soon as you can. The only other big point that we have on here is we have the mental health check-in, and using the mental health professionals that we have at the Station 2 clinic. We're seeing more and more stress on people as we're seeing run volumes increase. We're seeing more units browned out. And so help is further away, and people are working more overtime than ever. And so making that investment into yourself, getting that mental health check-in, I think is another critical piece that we've included on the list, because it's not just about financial, but it's also about taking care of yourself.
Well, thank you, Dallas. Is there anything else you want to add? Or
you can contact info@IAFF27.org if you have any questions. But we really want to encourage everybody to utilize this tool because we've seen the impacts when these items get forgotten. And so, you know, you don't want to be one of those members with that tragic story that could have been solved with an easy solution. So this is the tool that we feel like will be effective to help everybody, you know, avoid those pitfalls that we've seen some members, you know, fall into. So that was the goal of the program, and I think we've accomplished it with this checklist.
Well, thank you, Dallas, for spending time today to go through this with us. And one of the things that I will do is drop a link in this episode page so that you can get to the checklist pretty easily. And we'd like to see as many of you guys out finishing that off and completing your checklist. So thanks again, Dallas.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. Listen Up, Bell 27 is a Seattle Firefighter Healthcare Trust production. This podcast is produced by the Rhizome Collaborative. I'm your host, Jen Pennington, and until next time, stay safe and stay healthy.